And you're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. In the background, while really playing nothing but Amy Allen, Wings Uncaged, featuring Francois Mouton, Billy Tass, Kush Abadé, and this is her brand new release. We played for you In My Web, and now the Brazilian song. And Amy has an illustrious career. This is her fifth release, and I've been following her now for about, I would say, 4 or 5 years. Her last release was Matter of Time, and then she had Winters in Maize. And her debut release was Dream. She hails from Pennsylvania, I believe. I believe it's Pittsburgh. And she's bilingual. Works with the best in terms of music. And without any further ado, I'd like to bring on and talk about this new release. How are you doing, Amy?
I am well, Jay. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, I just want to thank you so much. We have a lot to talk about on this release in terms of the music. The audience at WCLK may be surprised at some of your positions and socially, and you express them lyrically. But what inspired you the most in terms of the title of the release, Wings Uncaged?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm always writing. I always have ideas. I always have concepts that are sort of coming into my head, and I'm grateful that the inspiration comes. It doesn't always end up in a finished product, but I was writing, and I sort of noticed a number of winged creatures turning up in my tunes, and I noticed the theme. I think sometimes the creative spirit comes to us from somewhere else, actually. And when I say I noticed, because, you know, I do find myself writing things, and it's not till later on that I can look back and see the significance of what it really was about. And that was sort of the nature of this project. So I noticed these winged creatures, and they were in situations, and they were using their wings and their instinct to transcend limitations, natural limitations, spiritual limitations, psychological limitations, physical limitations. And I did a crowdfunding project for this album, and originally I was going to call the project The Wings and the Gilded Cage. And as time went on, of course, there was an evolution, even working with the musicians and beginning to put songs together, performing the songs. You learn so much when you perform music because your fellow artists teach you and audiences teach you with their reactions. And I was able to sort of solidify and make this concept more succinct. And of course, the times being what they are, the specific social and political circumstances we find ourselves living in right now ended up informing this project as well. And there's an explicitly, I guess I'll say, social engagement, political awareness tune on this project called Democracy How, Harmony and Dissonance. But I think the other songs also sort of carry some implicit lessons for us as we live in our society and face the circumstances of living with other people, you know, living with other people in our community.
Well, in this particular release, you're trilingual, not bilingual, even though you're bilingual. You're singing in Portuguese, French. I want to say as well as revolution, but I won't say that.
The language of revolution.
But you know, it's interesting.
You'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, right. But I really enjoy this release. I remember the last one was Soul Cargo. It really moved me in terms of the way your lyrics. But this one, even though you have covers, you have your own inspiration. Tell me about Night Owl.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you for saying that. I always love it when people pay attention to lyrics, being a vocalist. That's something I've always done, listening to listening to jazz vocalists and other vocalists listening to songwriters. Night Owl is a song that I wrote. I think I wrote the music first, and the lyrics began to come to me. I myself am a person who stays up late on a regular basis. I think I have come to learn about myself that it's like a biological thing. I seem to thrive at night. I do all of this writing at night. All these songs, I write them at probably 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. And there's a few other people in my family who are that way as well. This song is actually dedicated to my niece, Ayla, who is a bit of a night owl herself. My mother's also a night owl. And the song is about going against the grain, about being a bit of a nonconformist, finding the advantages in sort of going on your own and being alone and finding your own path. And this is through the metaphor of the owl, of the night owl, who has sort of decided that what all the other birds do doesn't matter and maybe something else will work for her. So, I mean, I identify with that. I think some other people might identify with that. I think it's a good message for everyone to consider. You know, some people aren't built to go with the flow all the time, and you know, we're all better for it if they're able to sort of show us a different path, a different way of being.
Yes, and of course, I would be remiss not to mention, which we will play, the song that expresses the times that we live in, democracy how, harmony
yeah.
and dissonance, inspiration
yeah.
from this one, because a lot of people don't realize that it's the musicians and the vocalists that really contribute a lot to social change, and you're one of those people that give that impetus.
Well, thank you. I've been really pleasantly surprised and touched by the reception this song has gotten. I think I share a sense of frustration, sometimes anger, sometimes rage about some of the things we're seeing, some of the behavior that has become commonplace in politics, in our leaders, and the way that it is affecting our democracy, the way we use our voices. This song, I mean, I'll tell you candidly, I started writing this song shortly before the inauguration of the president. I don't even remember all of the details, but there was a bit of a dust-up between the president and John Lewis, the great civil rights leader and our congressman. And I was really shocked at the way that exchange took place, at the lack of respect, particularly for John Lewis, who to me is an American hero. And I just started writing something, and it sort of expressed my shock and my outrage. And, you know, the inauguration was like January of almost 2 years ago, right? So I started writing lyrics that sort of pertained to that context. But as time went on and things evolved, and this creative endeavor evolved, the lyrics began to change, and it became something much bigger about democracy itself, about our voices, about what is happening and what we must ask ourselves about what we are going to do with the situation. What role are we going to play? So, you know, there's the line, you know, who are we if we go along with it? Who can we be finding nothing wrong with it? And, of course, there's a spoken word part to this song that is a bit about the vulgarity and the darkness and the lowest common denominator nature of the discourse right now. And how we have to sort of ask ourselves, you know, are we going to play along or not? You know, so that's why it's democracy. How will we participate in this democracy? I think it's a really pertinent question. right now at this moment.
I totally agree with you. But what I want to be able to do is just take a break and let people listen to the song. Do you mind?
Not at all. Go right ahead. Thank you,
Chris. Yeah, you're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and we are talking to Amy Allen. We're going to play this particular piece and let people listen to it and give them some idea of your expressions lyrically on what we need to do about social change.
Stories contrived, concocted, misconstrued to bring about a bitter feud. Voices silenced, muzzled, made lewd. They tell me all I have to lose by looking and listening, by reading or researching, and gathering several points of view. They tell me one and one is not two. The death of truth. Ourselves a thousand times. If this is what our voices mean, can we be heard? Can we be seen? Democracy, no way, no how. Can all our voices be heard now? When truth is plundered, hollowed out, we do not speak, we only shout. Democracy, you say to me, this is democracy. How can it be? Democracy, I still don't see how this is democracy. It cannot be. And who are we? Managed by authority. Who can we be? Democracy ceases to be. Democracy was sacred once. Now harmony is dissonance. The shared ideals no longer sway. A people who've been led astray, with all a common ground destroyed. The nihilist entered the void. The piper must be paid. So we regress on progress made. Democracy, you say to me, this is democracy. How can it be? Democracy, I still don't see how this is democracy. How can it be? And who are we? Sway a people who been led astray with all our common ground destroyed. The nihilists entered the void. They claim the piper must be paid. So we regress on progress made. Democracy, you say to me, this is democracy. How can it be? Democracy, I still don't see how this is democracy. How can it be? And who are we if we go along with it? Who can we be? Democracy ceases to be. Stories contrived to bring about a bitter feud. The death, the death, the death of truth.
And you're listening to, Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station. And we're talking to none other than Miss Amy Allen. Just played Democracy, How Harmony and Dissonance is Everything You Said It Would Be, Amy.
Thank you for playing it, Jay. I'm so moved that people are responding to the message. And I know, I want to say one thing if I have just a moment here. When I wrote this, you know, it came from the heart, every word of it, everything I wanted to say. And I had a moment where I said to myself, is this too angry? Is this too dark? Is this too frustrated? And I thought, should I soften it? And, of course, this is happening over the past year and a half. So, you know, I've been living through and witnessing the deterioration, the increasingly shocking things going on. And as I saw things, I thought, no, I'm not going to soften it. I'm gonna leave it out there as a question for people to think about. I'm not going to provide an answer. I'm just going to say, you know, who are we? What is this? Are we going to stand up for truth or not? You know, is truth dead or not? Is this the death of truth? So I thank you and I thank your listeners for listening and for providing a platform.
We thank you for gracing the audience of WCLK in Atlanta, GA. You know, this is the home of the civil rights movement, so your voice is very welcomed.
Voice is the word.
Your voice is very welcome.
Before the election, voice is important.
Well, your voice is important, you know, and we are encouraging each and every person to vote. But most of all, if you believe in democracy and what you need to do to make a change, your voice, through music and a lot of other musicians, make a difference in our lives. Any final words?
I guess I'll just, since it is this moment, I do encourage everyone to go out and to vote. And I want to thank you, Jay, for supporting jazz, for supporting independent artists like me, and for supporting original music. I really, really appreciate that. And I encourage everybody to go out there, listen to live music, nurture the artists in your community. Artists are very important in times like these. They are the truth tellers. And we need more and more of that, for sure.
No, I just want to thank you for taking the time out and grace the audience of WCLK 91.9 FM, Atlanta's jazz station. Continue to push the truth, Amy.
I will. You do the same. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Take care. Once
you
again,
too.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Once again, Amy Allen. Right here at Jazz 91.9, WCLK on the release is Wings Uncaged.